You know, when people return control of their lives to the Lord, it's for a variety of reasons. Some of us come to the Lord because we're struggling with guilt. We've just done things that we don't feel good about, and it ends up we toss and turn at night, or there are certain people we don't want to see, especially if they happen to have badges and cars with lights on them. And we're kind of uptight, and I don't know if paranoid's the right word. You know, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean everybody's not out to get you. But some of us have that kind of burden of guilt. I know I sure did when I came to the Lord. And we come to experience then the reality of forgiveness, the reality of a clean slate. Others come to the Lord because they need healing from hurts, abuse, abandonment, mistreatment, betrayal, whether it's, you know, physical, mental, verbal, psychological. That we, a lot of us are literally the walking wounded, and we get so hurt and so deep in that despair that a lot of times we'll turn to the Lord. And then, of course, He comes through and we experience His unconditional love and acceptance. It tells us that, well, even if they don't like me or care about me, He does. Even if they'll mistreat me and not appreciate me, He does. And it really does heal a broken heart. There are still others that come to the Lord because they're searching for meaning and purpose. You know, what's it all about, Alfie? Remember that song? Well, leave the Alfie part out of it. But what's it all about? You know, why am I here? I mean, things are okay. I got an okay job. I got an okay family. I got an okay house and an okay dog. And things are just kind of chugging along, and really there's not much exciting happening and not much exciting to look forward to. What's this all about? Well, you know, why are people born and why do they live and what difference does it make and what's the reason for it all? And of course, when we return control of our lives to our Creator, we soon find out that there is a purpose for us. There's an area of service that not only is there an area for each of us, but there's an area that only you specifically, I mean with your house and your parents and your upbringing and your education and your vocabulary and your habits and your background and your experience and your preferences and all the rest, just you, there's a specific ministry for that only you can do. And if you don't do it, it won't get done. Now, for me, all those years ago, when I finally returned control of my life to the Lord, it was all of that and more. Guilt, yeah. Hurt, yeah. Meaning, purpose, yeah, absolutely. But the thing that was first and foremost on my mind was to get free from the pattern that my life had fallen into, get free from the habits that I acquired, to really just to get free from me. To get free from the life that I had established in, at that time in my 28 years of kind of just bouncing from one thing to the other and trying to make sense of something and then not caring because, you know, if you get high enough, you don't really care anymore. And so you do that for a while and then that gets old, you know, and you can't smoke enough dope and you can't snort enough coke. You can't get high anymore. You can't drink enough. You know, you pass out and get sick before you overcome the burden, whatever it was that led you to that stuff. Or you can't get enough money, or you can't chase enough women or enough guys, and if you're a woman. Let's don't go the other way on that. But one of the first things I learned once I hit bottom and, you know, looked up and said, man, I need some, I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't even know if you exist. I don't know if you're a fairy tale or what, but if there's a God, I need some help. And one of the first things I learned is that it wasn't an alcohol problem or a drug problem or something like that that I needed help with. It was a sin problem. Now, I didn't want anybody to tell me I was a sinner. I don't want to hear that. It doesn't mean anything to me. You're a sinner. Oh, boy. Jesus died for your sins. Well, so what? What does that even mean? Well, I came to understand that my sin nature, that part of me that rebels against God at every opportunity, I came to understand finally that that nature had been forgiven. You know, the root of my selfish choices have been forgiven. And then I came to understand that I had also been forgiven for my sins, plural, you know, the fruit of the root. But one thing I didn't understand, and this was the struggle, I didn't understand what faith in Jesus and what was accomplished through his life and death and resurrection had to do with the constant pull of sin on me, with that never-ending tug of war between the way I want to live, and I'm not talking about the way somebody told me I should live. I mean the way I, in my heart of hearts, free from religion, free from pressure, just the way I want to live, and then the pull against that to live the way that I really didn't want to live. I didn't want to have these problems. I didn't want to be hung up with guilt and hurt and addiction and all that junk. I didn't want to, but there was just, it pulled on me, and every time I'd try to go this way and move, you know, this is where I want to go, this is how I want to live, there was this tug of war, and I, even though I understood forgiveness of sin and sins, I never understood, or it took me a while to figure out what any of that, what faith in Jesus had to do with that tug of war. Can anybody here relate to any of that? I mean, you don't have to be a junkie. You can't even spell rehab. You know, it's just not just about those obvious kind of socially incorrect struggles. We all deal with those things. The fight for freedom from the pull of sin is something that every believer has to deal with. Now, if you're not a believer, you don't have to deal with it because there's only one side pulling on the tug of war, and that's the side that takes you to where you don't want to go. It's a side that takes you to a life of frustration and emptiness and dead ends and banging your head against the wall and things